This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An 85-year-old Israeli woman taken hostage by Hamas but released says the militants beat her with sticks as they kidnapped her during their attack on towns in southern Israel on October 7th. Yoshevet Lifshitz's daughter, Sharon, describes what her mother said about the kidnapping.
That she was taken through the plowed fields with a man in front on one side and a man behind her. And that while she was being taken, she was hit by sticks by Shabab people.
Yoshevet Lifshitz, the former hostage, says after she and four other people were taken into a room, they were treated well, conditions were clean, and they got medical care, including medication. This morning, Israel is escalating its bombing of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas. An off-duty pilot is due to be arraigned today after being accused of trying to shut down the engines of a Horizon Air passenger jet in mid-flight.
44-year-old Joseph David Emerson is charged with 83 counts each of attempted murder and reckless endangerment, and one count of endangering an aircraft. Authorities in Multnomah County, Oregon, say Emerson was riding in the extra seat in the cockpit of the aircraft Sunday on a flight headed to San Francisco when the incident occurred. In audio from Live ATC.net, the pilot tells air traffic controllers the man who posed the threat was removed from the cockpit.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued.
The flight was diverted to Portland, Oregon, where Emerson was taken into custody. I'm Donna Warder.
Two cargo ships have collided in the North Sea off the coast of Germany this morning. Six people are missing. This is AP News. Now to a former NSA employee.
A former employee of the National Security Agency has pleaded guilty to trying to sell classified information to Russia. 31-year-old Army veteran Jared Dahlke was arrested last fall in Denver when he arrived at a train station with a laptop, ready to transfer classified documents. But he was dealing with an undercover FBI agent who was posing as a Russian official. Dahlke worked as an information system security designer for the NSA, which monitors communications from foreign and domestic sources. Dahlke admitted to mental health issues and being in debt. Under the plea deal, prosecutors say they will recommend less than 22 years in prison. His lawyer says Dahlke had only worked for the Government Intelligence Agency for less than a month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.